This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. I like your nails.
Thank you.
Let's talk through them. No, it's very important, I think. I know that, realize this is radio. It's not a visual medium. But hold them up for the camera there that's looking at you because everything is visual. You got smiley faces. Like,
smiley faces.
Is this kind of like rave culture 90s smiley face? Or are you just a happy person? What's going on here?
I'm just a happy person. I wish, do you know what? I was one of those kids that when I was maybe 13, I would have written on my journal, rave to the grave, and I had no idea what it meant.
No, I hear you.
So that's my level of rave. So I just got the nails. Just
got the nails
keep
to
me
match.
Going, you know?
I remember so I never drank and never did anything bold ever, right? I was the resident taxi driver all the way through college and everything, right? So I remember going to the Temple of Sound, which was in Ormond Quay, which was a full on like,
like
4 hours. Dance like you never knew a song, but like rave and whatever. Everyone was on something except me. And one night, the lads threw me out of the club for being on drugs. And I was like, "I'm not on drugs." I was like, "I'm their lift home. They're all on drugs," and they kicked me out.
Oh, there's something great about that.
Oh yeah, because then you know what I did? I went and got my car, pulled it up outside the club with the same bedroom. I sat there in my car going. Waiting for the lads to come out, and they all piled into the car
it's
and waved them on the way
back.
Lovely
when that happens. Yeah. Yes, I remember a few spats in town and guards. And one time, I was able to say, "I haven't even been drinking, and I've dined down there for months." I'm telling you now.
Years later. Well, there, I'm telling the same story exactly. Come here, talk about the tour. Because I saw you trying to remember the tour dates and a video on your Instagram and you failed massively because there are too many tour dates to remember. Let's be totally honest. This is incredible.
At the moment, there's about 90 something. So I'm not messing when I'm like, I don't know. Mm. I just check it kind of week to week.
Isn't that
and
crazy?
I say, oh, where am I now this week? And that's kind
but
of how
it's
I
so
do it.
Brilliant the way your career has gone because
I've had a great time.
No, honestly, because we were just talking there a few minutes ago about the first time we met, which was at a gig in the Three Arena.
Yes,
and
I
was on stage. You were up next. Yeah, it was wild. But it's not that long ago for you now to have 90 odd dates ahead of you and not even know where you're going. Like that's a meteoric rise, is what we call that in the industry.
I've been going at it. I've been giving it a good go,
but
I really enjoy it now. You know what I mean? So I think it's built for me anyway. I think it's built at a nice kind of level. And then my youngest now is 11.
Okay, same as myself.
So, you know, your life is a little bit different
it's
now, isn't it?
It's a little bit different. Yeah. And you obviously have old enough, like I do now as well, to be able to leave the house and leave them in charge.
Yes.
That's so helpful.
I know, you're not looking at your partner just kind of going, best of luck.
I'm sorry.
I have to be somewhere. It's all grand.
How long ago is it since you said goodbye to any other job? Like any other, inverted commas, normal job? When was that?
I actually did it during lockdown.
Wow.
Would you believe? So
when there was no live anything,
I know.
That's when you decided to be a comedian.
I had reached the point I was in a full time job then. So I'd always kind of fluted around jobs, maybe stay 6 months, that kind of thing. But I was in a full time job. I was copywriting for radio.
Okay, good woman.
So I know all about selling carpets and all that jazz.
All the important
stuff. So I was doing that, and then I think it just maybe got to a point where I couldn't do both.
Yeah.
I couldn't do both. Yeah. And then as well, I had managed to buy a house after saving for about 18 years. And I was like, I'll get this house and then the bank won't ask me any more questions. They still do. But once I had that locked down, I was like, right, I'll leave the job. And also, as well, I have to say, my mate Deirdre O'Kane got me on her. She had a Sky show at the time.
Yes, I remember that.
Yes, the Deirdre O'Kane show or something.
Something like that.
So, she had gotten in touch and said, "Love, would you like to do the show?" And I was like, "Yeah, brilliant." And you see, it was UK
so that,
TV
money. That is it so much different than Irish TV money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know? Exposure to the UK audience, which now has resulted in, like, there's big gigs happening in London.
Yeah.
And Wales, Cardiff.
Yes. But you see, there's loads of people there, Dave. This is the thing I forgot.
Yeah. The population is big enough, you know, that you can tour.
You could only do, and I love going there, but you can only do so many gigs in Athlone.
True.
Or Mullingar. You know, but London is huge. Because you know the way at home here, if I go out, I was like, we're just getting a taxi.
Yeah.
You can't do that in London. They're all mad about their trains. And I was like, oh, I get it. You can't just saunter home after a night out at all.
It's too big. There's too many places to be going. But at the same time, like, there are lots of people, but you still have to connect with those people to get them to buy tickets to come along and see you. So that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm heaping the praise upon you, is that you've gone into this big world and gone, yeah, I'm going to sell out three of these dates and I'm going to put on a big one of these and I'm going to go over into that.
But you come here, look, I'm an agent with a phone with a bit of time on my hands. Like, if you...
I love your modesty. You're just underselling this incredible.
If you will, if you make a few videos, you'd be surprised. I do write the show.
There is a full show.
I do. I'm gigging nonstop. But I also am like, well, how am I going to reach people?
Yeah.
And the only thing I have at my disposal is my little phone.
Phone and a few ideas.
So I'm just going to keep trying.
Well, Immaculate is the name of the tour.
Yes.
There is London's Soho Theatre in Walthamstow. Do you know who very famously comes from Walthamstow?
No.
Everybody in the House of Love! E17.
No way!
Walthamstow is E17. That's its postcode.
Everybody!
Remember
no way!
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'd come?
I think, well, a few of them are a little bit worse. I'd say the lads like Tony. I'd say Tony'd go. Tony Mortimer.
I didn't know this, so now I have to, when I go out on stage,
I have
to be booming.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going with the big, huge beanie. Yeah, get the biggest beanie you can.
Okay, I'm rev for this now. Really excited.
Walthamstow is going to be. Obviously, loads of Vicar Streets in there. There's Cork's Everyman. Glora Ennis is a great place in Clare. Galway Town Hall as well. What is the best place to get all the info of the gigs? Is it a website? Is it your DMs?
EmmaDoranComedy.com.
Okay,
and I just say to people, scroll down.
Scroll down, find all
the ones later in the year now that have tickets.
There you go. They're all available now. Yeah. One of my favourite things I've seen in a long time was you doing stand-up you had this on your Instagram.
Yes.
You're doing stand-up in a venue and people in the front row are in a choir. You explore which kind of choir there, but immediately you go, I wish it was a church choir. And then you start to sing the Our Father. In fact, let's everyone have a listen to it.
They do have some bangers, don't they? Our Father, the
it's like one of my favorite things ever because I love hymns. Okay,
they're ingrained in your brain.
They're so ingrained in your brain.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Like, do you remember "Colors of Day Dawn into the Mind"?
I don't know. I didn't learn this one, but I know this one.
See, you didn't even learn it, but you know it. What are the other ones I was thinking of?
Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock.
Yes. Walk in the light, walk in the light, walk in the light, walk in the light of
God,
Lord, something like that.
My favourite one is Little Donkey. That's a banger.
Oh, that's a great
little
Christmas
donkey.
Little donkey. I'd like to see Blue Play do that, actually, now that you just named me singing like that.
He probably has,
in fairness. There was another one. It was a really kind of somber one, but it was, make me a channel of your peace. Remember that one?
No.
Oh, it's a very nice one to sing. Because I was in the choir in school. I was
Were
in
you?
The church
yes.
choir. And I would go up on top of the altar and I'd be so proud. I'd look down and see the mammy and the daddy there and I'd be like, make me a channel of your peace. Absolute bangers.
You think of the lyrics, though, it's not great.
No, it's not. None of it's great. None of it's great. There are so many reasons why it's not great, Emma. Well, I just thought, like, thank you for that memory. It was wonderful.
No problem.
Come here. How is the podcast going with the brilliant Deirdre O'Kane? You guys are so funny together.
The podcast's going fantastic. Now, I just have to I found out the other week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think all of us have a person like this in our lives.
Okay.
So, Deirdre would be known for kind of interrupting.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Okay, because you don't want the other, you don't want the other part when someone's not chiming in.
Exactly.
So I'll be kind of slagging her a bit about that. But I had always kind of said, well, she has ADHD, so you've got to like cut her a bit of slack.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like that's a huge thing for people with ADHD. Yeah, yeah. And she talked about having ADHD and, you know, certain things that she found more challenging or whatever. So I was trying to be understanding. Then after the podcast one day, we met a listener outside just by chance. We were chatting and she had been telling us she had got her diagnosis.
Okay.
We're like, that's fantastic. Yeah. Like that's, and, you know.
Put a name on these things.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And Deirdre says, I must get it done. I nearly collapsed.
So she's she hasn't
been tested. We've only been doing the podcast 2 years. She hasn't been diagnosed. But she's been saying,
I am ADHD.
Yeah. So I've been cutting her all this slack. And there's, I know there's people doing this up and down the country. I'm not a doctor, but I want to see the cert. I want to see proof. Do you know what I mean?
Before you cut her any deserved slack.
Yes. I need to see it in writing, or even if you have a screenshot of an email or something, send it to me.
Right.
I need proof.
You need the documentation.
And you see, I was starting to have my suspicions because all the things to do with ADHD, they were all negative and they were impacting me.
Right.
But it was none of the positive things.
You weren't seeing any of the positive
sides
of it.
You know,
it
kind
right,
of
right.
All that like kind of get up and go and suddenly deciding to get something done and finished and all that.
So what you're saying is basically, Deirdre is lazy and interrupting. That's what you're saying to me. That's what I'm getting out of this conversation.
We're 2 years in and it's my favourite part of my week.
That's so great.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. I mean, I'll cut her slack. But she cuts me a lot of slack. But she's not here, so don't mind her.
There's nothing like talking to your friend on a microphone and having other people listen to it. Like, I do the same with Neil Delamere. It's just, I do the same here in the radio show every day with my three friends. Like, it's just the best thing.
Oh, it's so great. I mean, when you hit records, you are kind of aware, like, okay, we're recording. This is a podcast. But you're just then chatting. You're just in your own mode. And we're pretty much the same before we hit record and then after. And we do it on Monday. So Monday for a comedian is usually a day where you'd be like,
it's the day of rest.
Well, not really the day of rest. Oh, no. It'd be the day where you could kind of do stuff in the house.
Oh, I see.
Catch
up. Yeah, you should be catching
up.
But now
we
can't
catch up.
You can't because you're
doing
the podcast.
I'm going to work. I'm actually leaving during the day. So it's great.
Your partner is the most patient person in Ireland. Let's just put that out there. How about that?
Very true.
Very true. Come here. Best luck with the tour. This is going
Thanks
to be
so
unbelievable.
Much.
Dalkey, Mallow, Cork, Navan, Wexford, Dundrum, Wicklow, Castlebar. That's just the beginning. Then it goes to London and it's back around Ireland everywhere and it's in Cardiff and nonstop. Immaculate. Check out emmadorancomedy.com. Thanks a million.
Thanks so much.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.